Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hello, hello, hello. What a great way to start off a Wednesday afternoon. Picking it up with one of my faves, Pastor Colin Maluleke, with More and More, The Pursuit. And so that's pretty much how we start off an eventful Wednesday, actually. Well, for me, I know it is. I'm not too sure about you. I call it Pagat Kwebai Netinach. In other words, we're in between Uitenhage and Port Elizabeth. In case you're wondering, what's that about? There's always an argument of people not really distinguishing whether they are NPE or Uitenhage because they are quite so close. It's a bit confusing. I don't know if you know those towns where you think you're in a certain place, but you're not quite in that particular place. And so that's how Wednesday feels like. You don't really know whether you want to go back to a Monday or just proceed with the rest of your week. I'll tell you what I do want, though. Definitely need to rest. Not that I will be resting. As you know, I am, of course, broadcasting from my hometown, my home province. And so the weekend presents itself with a challenge that I need to take a long drive back home. But I must say, absolutely, absolutely loving every second of just being with family. It's always great. And I think I was just blessed this year that I got to do it like twice, because this is literally like the second time. But the beautiful thing is I'm still with you. It is, of course, Pinch Punch for the beginning of a month on WordFest. And this afternoon, I got someone for you. Definitely not Pastor Moyo yet. He will be joining us next week. But I got someone for you this afternoon to just share his life testimony and just pray with us. So do stick around for that conversation.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Well, we're back, and it's time for testimonies. Now, most of you know that I am Xhosa, right? And oftentimes, growing up, we had a song, actually, and I think oftentimes I speak about it on air as well, which pretty much means you must never be silent when the Lord has done great things in your life. And the truth is, most of us, if not all of us, have a story to tell. And sometimes we tend to think it's insignificant. But the truth of the matter is that we can literally look back and see a trace of the hand of God over our lives. Now, this afternoon, we're going to talk about the praise of God in somebody's life. And that's a testimony. And with me in studio or on the line is Pastor Mark Dovcheck. Yep, got it right. Pastor Mark, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Hello, thank you very much.
I'll tell you why I'm excited, in case you're wondering that I got the surname right. I had to have some lessons from Pastor Mark earlier on how to pronounce it because, yeah. And one of these days, I hope you'll keep this in mind. I'll give you a bit of a quiz and you'll have to tell me what the surname or last name of Pastor Mark is, because yeah, it kind of threw me off there. So lovely to have you with me, Pastor Mark. And as I was saying on air earlier, that as believers at some point in our lives, we definitely need to realize that we've got a story to tell.
Sure.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And you, I believe you also have a story to tell. But before we get into your story, can you just let us in on who Pastor Mark is? Who are you and where are you from?
Well, I'm from El Paso, Texas. And I'm more of a, even though I hold a billet of pasture, uh-huh, I'm more of an evangelist.
Oh.
I've traveled all over the world. God has blessed me to allow to travel all over the world to meet different kinds of people and just to tell them that Jesus loves them and there's a plan of salvation for them. God has a plan for them.
Amen. Actually, you know, when I saw your profile picture, you know who you reminded me of? I don't know if you know him. Evangelist Angus Buchan from South Africa.
Oh, okay.
I just thought of him when I saw a profile picture. I was like, oh, Uncle Angus. I don't know exactly why I thought of him, actually. And I believe that there is a significant story about your life. Like I was saying, Pastor Mark, we have a testimony. Our lives, in fact, are a testimony. And we'd love to hear yours this afternoon.
Sure. Do you want me to give it right now?
Yes, please.
Okay, so... Well, I'll start at the beginning, and I'll try to keep it in a nutshell for you.
Don't worry. You still have a lot of minutes ahead of you.
All right. Well, I'm Polish, and I was raised in a Roman Catholic family. Mm. And back then, you have being in going to a Catholic school, you have nuns. So it was kind of like teaching you religion, and you either do it this way or you get smacked around. That's just the way it was. I don't know what else to say about that, but neither here or there. Here's the thing. I never knew the Lord as I was growing up. I mean, sure. I went to a Catholic church. I was raised in the school and everything. But then I went into the Marine Corps after high school, and the Marine Corps is like being a soldier in the United States.
Oh, the Army after high school. It was quite a norm during apartheid times in South Africa as well, that after matric, you had to go to the Army.
Yeah, so I volunteered for it, though, because the bottom line is as my parents mentioned, here I was at the age of 18, about ready to graduate from high school, and they said, have you thought about what you're going to do in the future? And I said, no. And then my parents said, well, you have two choices. You can either get a full-time job with some benefits and go to college. And at that time, all I did is play sports in high school. Oh. So usually if you play sports in high school, good chance you end up at McDonald's or Burger King pitching burgers. I had no interest in pitching burgers. And then they said, either that you can go to college full time, which means my dad's benefits would kick in to cover me on the health.
Okay.
And then work a part time job. And at that time, I was on the honor society in my high school. I was I aced out of everything. And the Lord blessed me with the wisdom he's given me. But you know what? I said, I do not want to see another book in my life.
So, you're one of those children who said, after matric, I'm done.
I am done because I did the best I can. I was on the road to the Honor Society, which is pretty, it's the cream of the cream. It's usually the top 10% of the kids who get probably a 4.0 or close to a 4.0 GPA average.
Hmm.
Anyways, so it was December in my high school year last year, and here comes the man in blues, which is a United States Marine. And what they try to do is they try to promote themselves to get people to come into the military. Mm-hmm. And in the Marine Corps, it's, from my perspective, when you see a man in blues, it's a Marine Corps uniform. Uh-huh. They look sharp. And they're like, you know, wow, that's what I want to be. Wow. They walk with pride. They know their mission. They know what they expect. So that's what I did. I said, Mom and Dad, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to join the United States Marine Corps. And my mom was sitting at one end of the table, and she dropped her fork. And my dad, he just kept on eating. And she looked at him. My mom's name is Mary Ann. And she looked at my dad, who is David, and she said, David, are you going to say something? He says, no, looks like he made up his mind. So,
and that's what they had requested of you, to make up your mind of what you want to do.
That's exactly right. So that's what I did. I went into the Marine Corps, and of course, the Marine Corps gives you discipline, and it does give you structure. But at the same time, there's some... You know, the knife cuts both ways. Mm. There's good things about it, and then there's some bad things about it.
Okay.
Such as having premarital sex.
Mm.
So, you know, things that you're like, you're God's gift to women.
Sure.
So, you know, it's just the mentality. Mm. So anyways, what I did is, of course, you know, I went ahead and got a girl pregnant. Sure. And I was at the age of 21. And at that time, being a Catholic, abortion was not the question.
Of course.
And then we could adopt a child out, but we didn't do that. So being a Marine, I did the next best thing. Of course, I married her.
All right.
So I married her. And here's the thing. Now, this is what's important. Keep in mind, I still don't know Jesus Christ. I'm still not saved.
Oh, you're still an unbeliever at this point in time.
I'm still an unbeliever at this time.
Okay.
So that's what I want to get the point across. I'm still an unbeliever, still making my own choices, my own decisions. Think I'm the crop of the world, whatever the case may be. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
So here we have our first child, and then 5 years later, we have our second child, and then a year and a half later, we have our third child. Well, I've been married for 10 and a half years, but in the middle of that, I accepted, finally, we went to a church, and that's another story within itself, but we went to a non-denominational church, strictly, they taught the Bible. And 8 weeks later, I accepted Jesus as my Savior.
Oh, Lord, that's beautiful.
But that's not the rest of the story. So I mentioned 10 and a half years. Keep in mind, at that time, I wanted to start making changes in our life, being the man of the house.
Okay.
Of course, I was married to a wife who wanted a good husband, but that at the same time, she was not saved.
So you were now saved and she wasn't saved yet.
Correct.
Sure.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes. So now things start to get into a conflict, as you know.
I can imagine.
And so things start to go awry. You know, God wanted me to do this, and then I'm in a fight with my wife to do that. So it just ended up into a mess where 10 and a half years later of the first marriage, I got a divorce. I got hit with divorce papers.
Sure.
So picture this. I started with a wife and three children. I had a good paying job, had a house, two cars, and an acre and a half of land. But here's the thing. In the middle of all that, when I accepted Jesus, Jesus still wanted me to go ahead and do things. You know, he said, Mark, okay, you are saved, but you got to start. I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
I got a plan for you, Mark, but you got to start to follow the plan. Well, keep in mind, you know, when you're a new Christian, you do a lot of struggling, especially when you're fighting with the wife and following God's plan. So, obviously, I wasn't following God's plan completely because of the divorce. And see, then God finally said, after all that and after I lost everything, he said, now do I have your attention?
Sure. It's always at that point of loss where you're like, you know what, Lord, I'm exhausted. Don't I have you? Shouldn't things be going okay?
Yes, exactly right. But here's the thing. When we ask God for wisdom, and he says, I don't care where you are in life. I don't care if you're at the bottom of the barrel. I don't care if you're poor. I don't care where you are in life. You come to me in wisdom and I'll give it to you. Well, when I give it to you, don't question it. I know you better than yourself. So the thing is, I wasn't following God's plan completely. So, of course, God, who will discipline his children, and me being one of his children, he disciplined and I lost everything. And you might say, well, that's pretty harsh of God. No, that's actually the best thing for me.
Wow.
So losing everything, I finally, you know, I had a couple more months on I was losing my job on top of that, just to let you know. So I was losing everything plus my job, and that happened in 1992.
Okay.
And so I had a couple more months to work, and I wasn't a bad employee. It's just that they didn't need me anymore. So they were laying me off. That's the reason why I was losing my job. So with all that said, I went ahead and went to the apartment that I had with the little extra money I had. Got on my knees. I cried like a baby. First time. Humility.
Sure.
God loves humble people. Mm. And I just got on my knees. I said, you know what, Lord? Whatever you want, I will do.
Whoa, in that broken state.
Exactly, in this broken state. Whatever you want, I will do. I'm tired of playing life. I'm tired of playing life. I'm tired of making choices and decisions. You've got the wisdom. I don't. whatever you want, I'll do. Well, shortly after that, he blessed me with another job.
Wow.
And then 5 years later, after that, now I remarried.
Wow.
Now, here's the real catch about the remarriage.
Okay.
I did not pick her out. God picked her out for me.
Mm.
That's the catch. I mean, if people are out there today trying to look for a boyfriend, girlfriend, here's the thing. Don't make a list. Don't make a list of what you want. Just tell God, say, Lord, if it's meant to be, you pick the right person out for me.
Yeah.
God, you have a better plan than I do. So after my divorce, 5 years later, I remarried to her name was Juanita. And then she had four children.
Mm. And you had your three.
Well, keep in mind, my three, I lost them in the marriage, which means they lived with mom. But eventually, over the course of time, with my first wife, she always kind of played mind games with our children. Like she would tell them something, but she would never follow through.
Oh.
So they finally caught on to her games. And then eventually, all three of them came to live with me, which then made a household of nine of us, seven children and mom and dad.
That's a huge family.
Exactly. But see, God repaired all that. But now on top of that, not only we had seven children, in the midst of it all, just keeping our nose to the grinder, just seeking out what God wanted, he eventually made me a pastor. He gave me I'm a certificate pastor.
Mm.
So, like I said, I'm not filling that billet right now, but I am the outreach director at our church, and wow. I take teams to go on mission trips, thus me being in South Africa. I am now telling the people or the inmates about Jesus Christ in the prison, in the schools, in your rehabs, wherever God, the door opens, I'll just tell people about Jesus Christ.
So you're currently in South Africa right now?
Yes, I am.
Wow. Until when?
I'm here for, I came back. I came here and arrived last week, Wednesday, and I'll be here for 28 days. So I'm here for 4 weeks.
Oh, man. Did you ever imagine in that moment of loss that the Lord would restore and restitute so much that you'd actually be traveling the world right now?
No, I at that point, I could never imagine that.
Wow.
But that's what he can do. He can, beyond your comprehension and imagination, if you just let go of yourself and just be filled with him and do what he has. He says, I am the way, which means he's got a better path than you could ever imagine.
Yeah.
He will never lie to you. I am the truth. He will never lie to you.
Mm.
And he'll not only give you eternal life, but he'll give you abundant life here on planet Earth.
Wow. This is absolutely beautiful. And I think it should revive somebody's hope right now who feels as if they're on the edge. They're losing everything. It's not all doom and gloom. You know, sometimes when people start losing possessions, they forget that they can always retain their soul. They begin to lose even their soul because possessions and feasible things are no longer in their possession. So thank you for this reminder, Pastor Mark, that you know what? God can restore.
Oh, yes. He can heal. He can restore. He can do what's impossible.
Mm.
You, in our own reasoning, we'll look at it and say it's impossible.
Yeah.
But what's impossible for us is possible for him.
Absolutely amazing. So are you going to be doing prisons all the time, or are you looking into different ministries as well, or are you here purely for that?
No. Well, I was just Monday, I was at Silver Oak Secondary School, and I got to deliver the gospel to the children there, 9th, 10th, and 11th grade. It so happens the 12th grade was being tested at that time. But I got to be at the school, and then the next 3 days, usually in the middle of the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I'll be at a prison. Right now I'm at Boxburg.
Wow.
And then next week I'll be at a different prison, which I think maybe is Johannesburg. And then after that, I'll be at another prison. So I'm at prisons usually Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Friday, I'm working with the rehab, a group of men in rehab. Mm-hmm. So I work with them on Friday. And then Sunday, usually Pastor Willie at Mayfair Baptist Church, he is my sponsor. He's the one that usually sets up whether I'm going to be preaching at his church or preaching at another church. So I have a very busy schedule. I am on the go.
Are you a Baptist?
Yes.
Oh, do you know Dr. Julius Mangart?
No, I don't recall ever meeting him.
I was actually hooked. He is actually a Baptist preacher as well. And he does prayers every single Thursday here on Pulpit. And recently I had brought me a couple of missionaries from the States. That's why I'm like, if you know Dr. Julius, but I'll find out. Maybe it's different affiliations, but, you know, we're really grateful for the word and the testimony you've shared with us, Pastor Mark, but I really just want you to speak into the hearts right now. Now I'm putting you on the spot of somebody who is in a hopeless situation. And they're not too sure what the Lord has in stored for them. They don't feel like, you know, God is on their side. I'll tell you, actually, I'll confess here, sometime about a week or two ago, I was going through something. I was just distraught. And I said to the Lord, you know what, Lord, I don't feel like I'm your favorite right now. I feel like you're pulling number after number. I just feel like things are just falling apart. So somebody's listening right now and they're not too sure if there are actually in his good books, what would you say?
What would I say? Well, let me say this. There is a scripture in the Bible in 1 Thessalonians. It starts in verse 16, rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all situations.
Sure.
That is what our spiritual worship is to Jesus Christ.
Mm.
Now, with all that being said, pray continually. If you ever notice in 1 Peter chapter 2, it mentions that our selfish desires are in war with each other in regards to over, and it has to deal with our soul. See, we have accept Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior in our hearts.
Yeah.
But our mind is always lying to us.
Mm.
You know, it'll say, you can do this, you can do that, where it's telling us things that we really can't do, or we think we can handle it, but we can't handle it.
True.
Here's the thing. When it says pray continually, that if you ever notice when you pray, good chance you'll notice that your mind and your heart are on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true.
But when you're not praying, your mind could be saying, do this, and your heart saying, that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep,
and
totally.
Say, go ahead and do that, and your heart will say, that's a bad idea too. Where your heart is saying, this is what you should be doing, and your mind is raging war because your selfish desires, you want to give into those, and your mind's saying you can handle it, and you're pulling away from what your heart is, which is telling you the truth.
Sure.
So that's why it's so important is to pray continually. Keep seeking, keep asking, keep knocking. God wants you to come. In James, it says, come to me. I don't care where you are. Come to me and I will give you the wisdom. Now, he may not answer you right away, but don't give up. Keep seeking, keep asking, keep knocking. He has an answer for you. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow, but he will provide an answer. Sometimes him not saying anything is an answer. He's saying, just stand there. Just stay firm and don't move.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
sometimes
absolutely.
Him not responding is an answer because he don't want you to move right now. Maybe, and God is always working ahead of us.
True.
He's always working ahead of us. He's always got a game plan for us. He knows what's best for us. And therefore, with that being said, you just keep praying and relying on the Holy Spirit that fills your heart. The Holy Spirit will, again, show you the way, the truth, and the life. That is what's residing in your heart. All you have to do is look for that peace. Now, keep in mind, that's a key word when I always say, look into your heart and seek peace. And if it ain't peaceful, don't do it. If you feel like it's disorder or confusion or it's a distraction, don't do it, because that's coming from the evil one.
Yeah.
He wants you to throw you in a disarray. He wants you to get off that narrow path. He wants to destroy you.
Mm.
But here's the thing. The Holy Spirit has got a plan for you, which means he'll put the Spirit will protect you if you're listening. But if you're praying on a continual basis and saying, for today, Lord, what is it you want me to do? Tomorrow will come soon enough and have its own problems. But yep. for today, what is it you want me to do?
Sure.
And then when the Spirit gives you that answer, just do it. Don't question it. Mm. Just do it. That's what happens in my life. I just followed along. Day by day, God blessed me, or God got me where I wanted to be. Now, I've been married for 28 years to my second and last wife.
Wow.
I have 11 grandchildren.
Sure.
The only reason I have that is because of God and God alone.
Mm, can only but be I, him.
I had to be faithful to the process and do it his way and not my way. See, wow. that's another thing. We have to be faithful. When God calls us to do something, then go through the process. And he might be testing you, which means he may say, I want you to do this, but and you're faithful to the process, and he may close all the doors. Only sure. that he's testing you, but that's okay. Because when he closes those doors, he's opening more,
yeah.
and he's seeing you're faithful, that you're going to follow him and him alone.
Sure. Sometimes, so, I love what you just said, sometimes he will remain still and not answer. Sometimes we just need to allow him. Things may fall apart because he's testing us. I'm learning a thing or two today.
Yeah, I mean, that's how sometimes he disciplines his children, is that sometimes they have to hit rock bottom where there's nowhere else to go but
yeah,
home.
Yeah, yeah. I always say, tell a story of how I lost my job. And nothing, exactly like your story. For me, nothing had happened. I was just not accepted back after giving birth. And my current boss would always tease and say, I'm so glad that they fired you, because now we got you, and we laugh about it a lot. And I really realized, as hard as that period was in my life, I make the analogy that he allows you to fall from a 10-story building so that you can literally sit on that floor, look around for help. And he's like, see, nobody's coming for you. That's because I'm here. I want to isolate you and be with you because I want to walk with you. Because while you're up there, you holding everybody and journeying with everybody, and you're forgetting me as your God.
Amen. Yes.
Sure.
And that's the other thing. When God does a miracle in your life, do not forget it. We seem to have short-term memories as human beings to look back at what God has done.
True.
Actually, if he can do this, how much more can he do something else?
Mm.
So hold on to that. It's like faith is like you can increase your faith, and it's a stair-step process. But when he does some miracle, always look back to it and say, you know, if God did this for me, then he can do that for me when this rough patch of life comes.
Sure. Absolutely powerful. Dr. Mark, I really, really appreciate you taking so much of your time out with me this afternoon and just sharing your story. I'm encouraged as well, you know, and like you're saying, we need not forget the things that the Lord has done for us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, and God bless.
I'd like to say thank you for the opportunity of allowing me to meet with you. And I'd like to close in a prayer if I can.
Yes, please. And
also, I just want to say thank you very much. And all the glory goes to God.
Amen.
So let me close in prayer. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for being a presence upon us.
Mm.
Lord, fill us with your Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, may we humble ourselves before you and come to the foot of the cross and lay our burdens down so that you can pick them up and pick us up and get us where we need to be.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus Christ that you bind Satan, the evil man, away from us so we can accomplish the purpose you have planned for us. May we seek you out as you have sought us out with our whole heart and our soul and our mind. And we give you the thanks and the praise and the glory for who you are and what you do, because apart from you, we're truly nothing. In Jesus' precious name to our Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Mark. Really appreciate this prayer. God bless.
Well, God bless, and it's my pleasure, and may the Lord be with you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.